Now, today's good news, no sweat news is here for you now.
All righty.
On Friday morning, when we do the no sweat news quiz, we'll be giving away a Rat Radio bandana prize pack.
Oh, that's
with
nice.
With a couple of cool rat bandanas and a 12-pack of New Jersey lottery tickets. So save us a brain cell this week, shall we?
I know those rat bandanas were flying off the shelves the last time we did Bark in the Park.
Suitable for face masks, if
face
you want
masks?
To use a bandana for that sort of thing.
Absolutely suitable.
I don't know if it's medical or not, but what the hell. Now, some of these are probably good news. Let's see how this works out. Have you done any DIY projects at your house during the COVID-19 lockdown?
I stand and supervise all DIY projects because I've got two left thumbs,
or
whatever the phrase is.
According to a recent survey, close to 70% of people who took on a home improvement say it didn't really turn out how they had imagined.
Right.
And 1 in 10 of those projects actually made things worse around the house.
I agree. I'm not going to say names, but the two ladies who live above me have been trying to build a desk outside of the apartment.
Yeah.
And that desk is about 60% completed still.
Those 10% of people mentioned in this survey ended up calling a pro.
Yeah.
And now that things have somewhat opened up, even though you're, I don't know, are you good with having people in your house? I know I'm not.
Because these bastards on these DIY channels and these these home improvement TV channels, they make looking building a table is the easiest thing in the world.
I know.
Until you actually put food on the table and the whole thing comes crashing down
crashing
to your floor.
Down. You want to put a cup of ice on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
10% of people actually made things worse. Well, Dateline England for story number two. They just couldn't resist the lure of the pub.
The pub.
Over 100 drinkers who refused to stay home last weekend barricaded themselves in a bar in Liverpool, England, Sunday night.
Oh, in Liverpool, eh? Okay.
And not the greatest part either. Although it's beginning to turn over this waterfront area, dock area of Liverpool, but yeah, it's not the greatest area.
All I know is John Lennon said he thought New York in the 70s was less dangerous than Liverpool.
Right. Well, the 100 drinkers who barricaded themselves in the Britannia Hotel pub in Vauxhall area of Liverpool ended up throwing beer and ashtrays and other things at the police.
Oh, come on.
Who came to break up the illegal gathering. At least 7 men and 1 woman got arrested.
Oh boy,
from the melee.
I always say this: the English people sometimes question American etiquette and our manners and stuff, and they're just as insane as we are.
They're rioting, if not more. They're rioting to stay in the pub.
Don't look down on us.
It is expected that the Prime Minister will announce that bars will reopen on July 4th. Bars aren't even open yet, but somehow the word got out that somebody had the key.
Bars open on July 4th, which is a little a day that we celebrate American independence from you, British son of a bitch.
Right? No, it's going to be their own Independence Day. Dateline Oregon for our third and final story. I love this story so much that I posted this over at WRAT.com.
Ooh.
It's a good news, no sweat news story that goes Dateline Oregon. Portland State University graduate Madison Halberg was being recorded in a public city park, all right, videotaped. That goes through the university campus. And that's because she was asked to sing the national anthem at their virtual graduation ceremony.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Obviously, singing solo in a public park because during coronavirus lockdown, you can't be around everyone. It's a little bit somber of an affair. All right.
Okay.
They wanted to play it back at the ceremony so she wouldn't be singing live and breathing out all of her breath over everyone. God knows what she's got.
Right.
Well, while the video crew was recording one of her renditions of the Star Spangled Banner, out of the blue, an opera singer in Oregon by the name of Emmanuel N. Reed happened to walk by.
Oh, my.
Manny is a professional. And he saw what was going on and he asked if he could join in.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to pick up about halfway here when he walks on in his leather jacket and boots. It's stunning.
Oh, cool.
It's absolutely.
We're so gallantly streaming. And the rockets regular. The bombs bursting in air. Keep proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
And that was the first time they ever did that?
I don't know.
That's incredible.
All I know is it's stunning. It's something you want to share with some friends. And I just want to point out one thing.
Wow.
The opera singer is African-American.
Oh.
And the combination of the two voices and the mixing of the races in this day and age, what we're going through now, I mean, it gets me where I live. And maybe you'll get it, too. It's going to be on Facebook in just a sec at facebook.com/959therat. It's on our Twitter as well. It's really amazing, the version.
Very incredible. And the fact that they just met and could harmonize, whether they rehearsed it or not. They clearly just met. And that's amazing.
It really is. And boom, done. Like, what do we practice it once?
How do you do that?
The making of the whole thing, they did a whole video of them getting together. So that's there as well over at the coronavirus news feed at WRAT.com.